There's good news for some Christians in Eritrea. Believers are the victims of a poisoning in Pakistan, and Iranian Christians get new television programming. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. For once, there's some good news coming out of Eritrea. International Christian Concerns' Jonathan Racho says the Christian women who were arrested last week have been released. The elderly women were detained for praying together. Racho's uncertain why these Christians were released, but the concern continues.
There are still more than 3,000 Christians who are suffering in Eritrea, and on the one hand, we celebrate their release, but at the same time, we call upon the Eritrean officials to release the 3,000 Christians who are suffering in Eritrean prison.
They're imprisoned in underground dungeons, metal shipping containers, and military barracks. Racho says despite the persecution, the church is growing.
Persecution does not stop gospel from spreading. Rather, persecution creates very bold, dedicated Christians who are determined to bring souls to Christ.
ICC's helping families of imprisoned pastors. You can, too. Go to our website to get connected. Next, three Pakistani Christians have allegedly been poisoned by their Muslim employer. Compass Direct reports after the owner and the manager of the banquet hall forced three brothers to drink a heavily poisoned liquid. Two of them died, and a third is in intensive care. The father of the victim says they were poisoned because they were Christians and had dared to ask for their daily wages. Pray for justice, peace for the family, and that God will use this situation to spread the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, airs their first live programming today on Sat7 PARS. Sat7's David Harder says live shows have a strong impact.
They are quite powerful in the sense that they allow people to call in and have their questions answered immediately.
Today is the Persian channel's third anniversary. Sat7's Arabic channel broadcasts live programs on a regular basis.
We have different pastors and sometimes priests and other Christian leaders who answer people's questions directly, and these kind of live shows are very popular.
Live shows are scheduled to air on Sat7 PARS throughout the holiday season. Harder says viewers can have their questions answered about the true meaning of Christmas.
Is it just about presents and toys and trying to be nice to people? And we know that it's about more than that as followers of Christ.
Your gifts to Sat7 this Christmas will be quadrupled. Call us toll-free to learn more or visit our website. Meanwhile, ancestral worship is putting children's lives at risk in a country where many already die from HIV/AIDS. Teen Missions International is in Zambia with several rescue units trying to dispel a lie. Teen Missions' Kathy Vanderpool says that the Yushi people and other tribes believe evil spirits abound.
When children are born, many of them don't survive, and that could be because of lack of food or just medical things that are available. So when children are first born, they're immediately taken to the witch doctor. Usually it's difficult for them to survive, so they continue to be sick.
Instead of proper care, the mothers are told their babies are cursed. So Teen Missions began hosting nutrition seminars to inform mothers how to properly care for their babies. Vanderpool says these can mean the difference between life and death for many kids.
It's a real need, and the facilitators have an opportunity to share Jesus Christ through nutrition and the health classes they have. They also have a Bible study with them when they come for this nutrition seminar.
And two organizations with a combined 109 years of history have joined forces to spread the gospel to unreached peoples. Pioneers and Ameritribe share a focus on prayer, partnership, and church planting among people groups without access to the gospel. Both ministries are excited to continue Ameritribe's 75 years of gospel ministry to unreached North American tribes under the umbrella of Pioneers Church Planting Ministry. Pray God will provide wisdom and resources as they move forward. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. WorldServe is offering the free devotional called Joy Over the Moon, a compilation of stories about the underground church in China. If you'd like to receive a copy, call a resource line at 1-800-995-4828. This book will help you understand the challenges facing the underground church in China, estimated at 80 million people. You can also request your copy by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.